Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, why all the chaos and intrigue and excitement was going on with the pennant races, Major League Baseball decided to drop in some news. The ABS challenge system would be a very real thing for the 2026 season. That means for the first time in the history of modern-day baseball, the umpires are not going to be the be-all, end-all when it comes to actually making the decisions on balls and strikes. So we want to get through some of this, some of the what's what, before I give you a couple conversations I had with a catcher, Carlos Narvaez, and a manager, John Schneider, about this exact thing. All right. How many challenges does each team receive? They receive two challenges apiece. They get additional challenges in extra innings. Also, yes, there are challenges. This ABS system will be used in the postseason. Who can issue the challenge? Only the batter, only the pitcher, only catcher, not the manager. And it must be done immediately after the umpire's call without any assistance from the dugout. How is it challenged? Well, you may know this from seeing such educational films as minor league baseball for the last few years, or even spring training. A player taps his cap or helmet to alert the umpire that he wants it challenged. All right, well, how much time does it take to review to add to the game? Now, this is according to MLB.com, so they are very informative with this and what they say. In 288 games in the ABA's challenge system during spring training 2025, there was an average of 4.1 challenges per game, and those challenges took an average of 13.8 seconds. And I can tell you that it is quick. It is. I actually like it, having seen it in the minors and seeing it in spring training. It's quick. It adds intrigue to the fans. It goes up on the big Jumbotron, how close is it going to be, and then where it's so close or so far away, whatever it is, there's a gasp or there's a sigh. And I know that some people aren't convinced of the technology. Some people are a little skeptical of it. And there's other problems, which you're going to hear potentially, you know, with Carlos Narvaez talking about who we went through in the minor leagues and then went through it in spring training. So anyway, it's interesting. I think overall, I like it. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. Go to BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring, if you want to engage, if you want to talk about this, whatever. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure. But this is just the first salvo of it, and I thought it was a good sort of example, a good perspective. We're here to educate, inform, entertain, enlighten, all of that, and I think that's what we do thanks to Carlos Narvaez, who will talk first, and then John Schneider in his meeting with the media. He elaborates on his thoughts in the ABS system right after. All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to for the two-minute grill more than Carlos Narvaez. And today we're talking about the news that came down, the ABS system. You experienced, obviously, in spring training. And you, I don't know if you liked it right away, if you like it now, and then once it's announced what your feelings are. How do you feel about this whole thing?
Yeah, like I said, I'm very familiar with it. I played pretty much full season last year with the ABS challenge. I like the challenge better than the fully ABS system. So, like, I don't know, the catcher is involving every pitch, the umpire behind the play is involving in every pitch. So, like I say, probably next year, the spring training and first month of the season is going to be interesting. It's going to be like everybody got to adjust. But after everybody adjusts, it's going to be part of the game. Like, it's going to be quick. It's no, I don't think it's going to be any problem. Probably the veteran guys, like, they never see something like that. Probably they take a little longer. But like I say, as I played fully like last year, like, it's not a problem. It's part of the game. I think it's going to be fun for the fans too. Like,
yeah, they see it up on the board. And
like I say, it's going to be interesting for the umpires, bro. Like I say, like, the only thing I watch a lot is the umpires get super tight. Oh. Like, the strike zone is going to be even tighter because they don't want to miss. They don't want to get exposed in the whole stadium. You know what I mean? So that's going to be the interesting part. But like I say, as a catcher, like, people say, oh, yeah, you don't need to frame anymore. And yeah, you need to frame because it's going to...
You only got two of them.
It's going to be only two. You know what I mean? So the call is going to be there, like, especially later in the game. You know what I mean? So it's nothing changed. I think it's going to be part of, like, new. I mean, the baseball is changing. You know what I mean? And that's just part of it.
You bring up an interesting point. When I saw it in spring training, I wondered about the umpire's human reaction to it. Because when they see that they're wrong, then maybe subconsciously they adjust. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, what I've been seeing, I mean, last year when they miss a pitch, they get even tighter. You know what I mean? So if they miss a pitch, they throw a strike and it's like half a ball or full ball outside the strike zone, I'm pretty sure the hole after that is going to be even tighter than some. But it could be the opposite. It could be they challenge and the umpire have a strike or have a ball and the ball is in the strike zone. They may expand a little more. Okay, they was a strike. I don't want to miss again. That's their mentality. So it's going to be interesting. But like I say, I don't think it's going to be any problem, but I think it's going to be time to adjust, especially the veteran guys. I never see something like that.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you,
brother.
I think it's good. You know, I remember in spring training, I was a little bit lukewarm on it, you know, because there's some of those ones that are like barely grazing the ABS, right? And it's like, you're just not used to it, you know? But I think that there's definitely some calls that can swing momentum and not score dictated. You know, I think if a guy can get the run inning, if that call is made, or if you miss one and then a three run homer happens, which it seems like it always does. I think it's cool we're using the technology that is out there and not just taking it out of the umpire's hands. You know, I think that's part of the game too, you know, the human element. But I think it'd be good for everyone.
It's an interesting wrinkle that it's only the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter that can call for it.
That's what it was in spring, right?
Yeah.
Pitcher, catcher, batter? I know that they were saying they've seen teams in the minor leagues kind of have like a little bit of a system in place, like from the dugout or, you know, some verbals and... You know, or like a runner at second, you know what I mean? But I think we'll have to take a long, hard look on who's allowed to do it, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.